Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another, our 283rd Rough Rider Radio podcast. Tonight's topic, Trumpers stooped by Trump, who got stooped by Putin. Let's begin, shall we? The dump knows his days are numbered. It'll take an act of God, an intervention by a UFO mothership, or total amnesia, or mass hypnosis, or hysteria to stave off what is coming. And make no mistake, it is coming. Trump supporters, you're a man, and Vice President Pence too, because he's hip deep in this sheep dip, is headed for the exits. All the hand-wringing in the world will amount to nothing. Trump and his organization are perhaps the greatest money laundering operation of all time. They've been operating for over 40 years. They've done business with virtually every scumbag crime group known to man. The roosters have come home to roost. Special Counsel Bob Mueller now has virtually all the financial information he needs to nail Trump's balls to the wall. Trump makes the Corleone family look like an organization that is still learning to ride a bike with training wheels. The only deep state that exists is Donald Trump's underground world of corrupt financial dealings. And we're not even counting the ungodly and corrupt Israeli diamond mine owners that are tied closely to son-in-law Jared Kushner. 40 years is a long time, but when you fly too close to the sun, as Paul Manafort has done, Trump's former campaign manager, you best believe you're going to get your ass burned. Trump was doing fine just playing the big-time punk that he was his whole life. But then, what the fuck did he do? He decided to run for president of these here United States. Then the game changes. There's an infinitely more complex set of dynamics this world brings with it. Now, you're putting your dirty laundry out in the public square for everybody to peruse. The public square will pick you clean. The special counsel, the public prosecutor, Bobby Mueller, scheme by scheme, scam by scam. Then aside from Mueller, Vladimir Putin has his hands on Trump's balls like a vice grip. Trump's dubious business career has put Trump in Putin's paws. Putin, the former head of the KGB and an expert in intel and covert operations, has no doubt amassed a treasure trove of dirt on Donald J. Trump. He's got Trump by the Jezebels, and Trump is Putin's permanent stoop. Way to go, America. Our leader serves no more purpose than to be stooped by Putin over and over and over and over and over and over. Now that's truly American exceptionalism. Little 5'6" Putin stooping 6'3" fat boy dump. As the line in Forrest Gump goes, stooped is as stooped does. Young Trump supporters, you've been stooped up the yin yang. History will look back on you and all you just and you all just bent over collectively and let good, only to see your dump stooper himself being royally stooped by a fucking near midget, 5'6" Putin. Oh yes, let's not forget the special victim here, the Republican Party. Today, the House Intelligence Committee under the auspices of its disgraced Republican chairman, Devin Nunes, is actually going against the Department of Justice and the FBI's warnings and disseminating a memo ostensibly about FBI misconduct in the Russian probe, but which in reality will do long-term damage to this nation's national security. The House of Representatives voted strictly along partisan lines with Republicans in the majority, and to give the go-ahead to Nunes to go ahead and broadcast this memo, completely unfactual and just full of conspiracy theories that will nonetheless do great damage to our national security, according to the Department of Justice and the FBI. So the Republican Party has itself been stooped and has now thrown aside any shred of decency it may have still retained. Ditto for Trumpers, ditto for the dump, game, set, match to the mighty stupor in the Kremlin. Thank you very much for listening to our 283rd Rough Rider Radio podcast. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and for God's sake, don't forget to vote this November 2018, and please vote in November 2020. Thank you.